This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 28th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Fort Smith's Riverfront Blues Festival celebrates its 24th year with headliners Paul Thorne, Lil Ed and the Blue Imperials, June 20th and 21st at Harry E. Kelly Park in downtown Fort Smith. Other performers include Samantha Fish, Blind Boy Paxton, Jigsaw Mudd, and more. Tickets and more information available online at riverfrontbluesfest.org.
KUAF will broadcast Mozart in the Museum live from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art tonight at 8 o'clock. Hosted by KUAF's Kyle Kellums and Katie Henriksen, this evening's live broadcast will feature the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, interviews, and more. This live radio event is made possible in part by contributing listeners of KUAF Public Radio. You can support programming like this at supportkuaf.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, highlights from a lecture given by David Pryor last night in downtown Fayetteville. Also, the region's population prepares to reach the 500,000 mark.
Those stories and more. But first, Maya Angelou, one of the most famous poets in the world and a former Arkansas resident, is dead at the age of 86. She experienced a childhood of poverty and segregation and wrote about that experience and others in her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She also delivered the poem at President Bill Clinton's first inauguration in 1993.
A rock, a river, a tree, hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here on our planet floor. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages.
Maya Angelou was scheduled to speak at the Fayetteville Public Library last month, but had to cancel because of illness. She won 3 Grammy Awards and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, a Tony Award, and an Emmy Award for her work in the miniseries Roots.
The Walmart Foundation is giving $50,000 to LifeSource International of Fayetteville to support its food pantry program, which helps feed more than 3,000 people each month in Northwest Arkansas. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts that by 2015, Northwest Arkansas will exceed Pulaski County in the number of people facing food insecurity each month. According to LifeSource International, the organization serves more than 55,000 people in the region through programs including its food pantry and adult education classes.
Housing prices are on the rise in Arkansas, uncharacteristically outpacing the national rate. A report released yesterday from the Federal Housing Finance Agency shows Arkansas house prices rose 1.6%, while the national rate is 1.4%. Michael Paco with the University of Arkansas Little Rock's Institute for Economic Advancement says the rate for the first quarter of 2014 is a departure from what he characterizes as a sluggish 2013.
It's a really an important indicator at this point in the maturing economic recovery that we see house prices rebounding. It's both a symptom of higher demand and also a precursor to even stronger growth.
He says the rise in housing prices signals potential growth for construction, which has lagged behind other sectors in recent years. The report shows the effect has been uneven throughout the state, but markets hit hardest during the recession, like Northwest Arkansas, are also experiencing the most rapid appreciation in prices.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is hosting a meeting today about new carbon standards existing power plants will have to meet. A draft of emission limits is to be released next week. Glenn Hooks with the Sierra Club of Arkansas says it's significant because it's the first time CO2 limits have been imposed.
I think it's going to be a dramatic improvement in the air quality in Arkansas and the rest of the nation. Just for example, Entergy has an older, dirtier coal-fired power plant in Redfield called White Bluff. Every year, that plant alone spews out almost 12 million metric tons of carbon dioxide pollution. Well, think about all the power plants we have in Arkansas that are doing that type of pollution and all the power plants around the country that are doing that type of pollution. If we can limit that, it's a huge first step into cleaning up our air.
At today's meeting, which is at ADEQ headquarters in North Little Rock, stakeholders, like the power companies that will have to retrofit their plants, will weigh in on the limits.
The University of Arkansas is adding a new program designed to aid professionals seeking to improve writing skills. The Graduate Certificate in Technical Writing and Public Rhetorics will be a four-course program offered beginning this summer. The courses will be available both on campus and online. The university says the courses are intended for individuals employed in technical, business, government, and not-for-profit arenas.
The Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will soon be under new leadership of a new executive director. SONA announced yesterday Matthew Heron will take over for outgoing director Karen Capella beginning July 1st. He previously served as the orchestra's personnel manager and associate principal cello. He has 2 degrees from the Juilliard School. He will begin working on a transition with Capella next month.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue a 3-game series in San Antonio tonight after dropping a 3-2 decision to the Missions last night. The Nats remain away from home until Tuesday, June 3rd, when they return to Springdale for a game against Tulsa.
Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, overnight lows between 60 and 65 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 40% chance of rain with highs from 79 to 83. Tomorrow evening, a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s.